USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone. The Biden administration has no plans to extend the enhanced unemployment benefit of $300. Congress approved the money to help the unemployed get through the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. It expires the first week of September. And this is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
As the evacuation efforts continue in Afghanistan, President Biden discusses when all of our troops will be out of the country.
Officials believe between 10 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to all evacuate. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out.
Does that mean troops will stay beyond August 31st if necessary?
It depends on where we are and whether we can ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naralki.
AAA's national survey showing the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is down to $3.177 a gallon. That's 0.3 of a cent lower than Tuesday's average. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is giving the green light for COVID booster shots. At the White House, Biden explaining it'll be easy to get the third shot. The president saying Americans should get the booster shot 8 months after they've got their second dose of a coronavirus vaccine. If you choose not to get that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News, you'll be susceptible to COVID-19 as the vaccine does eventually wear off.
Particularly those who are moderately to severely immunocompromised, people who have had organ transplants or who have certain immune system illnesses that put them at higher risk for having a lower immune response, those are the folks who are really going to be most at risk. It still seems that people who have a normal responsive immune system are likely to have good protection from the things we are most worried about, like hospitalization and death and severe illness. They're likely to have good protection still. It's really the folks who are immunocompromised who are most worried about at this point.
Today marks day two in the sex abuse trial of R. Kelly in New York. During opening statements on Wednesday, prosecutors called the 54-year-old R&B singer a textbook predator. He's accused of using his fame to abuse young girls and women, but the defense claims his accusers are liars and groupies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.